The WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live and we are local. And it all starts with WTNS News.
Busy day for law enforcement. I'm Jeremy Scott. First of all, yesterday, the crash in Roscoe Village, for which you can see pictures at WTNS on Facebook. Coshocta County Sheriff's deputies were called just after 9:30 to North White Woman Street on reference of an accident. They found 37-year-old Kendra Hogue of Coshocton was heading east on Hill Street when she was unable to stop at the intersection of Hill and White Woman. Hogue continued through the intersection and onto the sidewalk and struck the front of the warehouse Steak and Stein. She was taken to Coshocton Regional Medical Center with what were deemed to be minor injuries. A child sustained serious injuries after a wreck that may have involved alcohol yesterday morning along Route 36. Sheriff's deputies were called just after 8:30 to 36 near County Road 23 in Jackson Township. They found 32-year-old Justin Murray of Coshocton was heading west and was attempting to pass multiple vehicles when he lost control of his car. He overcorrected and struck another vehicle that was heading east on 36. That one was operated by 35-year-old Danielle Armstrong. That vehicle rolled at least once. Murray was taken to Coshocton Regional Medical Center with what were deemed to be non-life-threatening injuries, while Armstrong and two juvenile passengers were taken to Coshocton Regional, and a third juvenile passenger had to be flown to Nationwide Children's Hospital by MedFlight because of serious injuries. Alcohol, again, is believed to be a contributing factor in that crash. That remains under investigation. And it was just before 7 o'clock yesterday, Coshocton County Sheriff's deputies got the call about a potential pursuit by the Holmes County Sheriff's Office that was coming into Coshocton County along State Route 83. The suspect vehicle turned onto Mill Creek Township Road 212, then on to Township Road 216 before it lost control. The vehicle went off the left side of the road and then rested in a ditch. The driver, who was identified as Kenneth Cunningham of Millersburg, fled the scene on foot into some woods. After a brief search by a canine, Cunningham was taken into custody without any further incident and turned back over to the Holmes County Sheriff's Office. Other than all that, there were a few other things that happened yesterday. A few accidents to report. Chris McCombs of Millersburg was traveling southbound on State Route 83 in Tuscarawas Township when he struck a deer. Dustin Klein of Coshocton reported a non-injury accident on Township Road 347 in Franklin Township. As far as complaints go, a juvenile complaint was reported in the 16,000 block of County Road 271. Kirk Miser reported an incident of criminal damaging to his residence at the 2300 block of South Lawn Extension. Connie Bassett reported a protection order violation while staying at the medical facility at the 1900 block of Otsego Road, and the other two are not for the morning report. Coshocton officials are optimistic about the possible awarding of grant funding for the proposed Warsaw-Coshocton Water Project. City Utility Director Dave Kadry says the project estimate is $9.3 million and the county is pushing for grant funding. The project would call for 44,000 feet of pipe being laid and would include the village, Riverview High School and Junior High, and the main line. Kadry says a mailing would be sent to some addresses. The inside rate would be $16.79 per month. Outside is 1.5 times that amount. Bill are estimated in cubic feet. National Business Women's Week is celebrated the third full week of October by BPW and other cooperating groups. Coshocton's BPW held its monthly meeting Monday and celebrated by naming its BPW Business Women of the Year, Wendy Shoemaker, naming Amy Neighbor as BPW Woman of the Year, and welcoming multiple new members. Guest speaker for the evening was Tiffany Swigert, director for the Coshocton Port Authority. Swigert spoke about the agency's projects, how things develop, how they partner with other agencies at the local and state level, and what the goal of the agency truly is.
So our goal at the Coshocton Port Authority is that we are the Economic Development Resource Center, and we're connecting business, industry, finance, government, and education to promote growth and prosperity.
BPW wants to remind everyone about the upcoming cake auction being held Saturday, October 30th, with cake viewing from 2 to 4 and the auction starting at 4. Any questions, contact BPW. And pending legislation would make assaulting Ohio referees while they do their jobs a crime. The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would make such attacks a first-degree misdemeanor with an automatic fine of $1,500 and 40 hours of community service. The bill also says a second conviction could lead to a felony charge. Legislation sponsor Representative Bill Romer is a Republican from Richfield in northeastern Ohio and a longtime youth baseball coach. Romer says more than two out of every three sports officials quit during their first 3 years strictly because of spectator abuse. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I am Mike Bechtel here with you until 11 o'clock this morning, and we are going to have open phone lines during our second hour today. You get to pick the topic. We can talk about politics. We can talk about things that are affecting our country, our community, our world today. We can talk about sports. The Browns have a Thursday night game tonight, but a lot of their marquee players will not be playing. Lots of injuries, and that includes Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield and others. So we can talk some sports if you would like, or we can chat about the weather. And yesterday was just about the perfect fall day weather-wise. It just doesn't get any better than that. How many more of those are we going to have? I don't know, but I hope you got a chance to enjoy it. I know I did. Joining us here in the studio with us the first hour, Pastor Neil Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church. Good morning, Pastor Neil.
Good morning, Mike. Great to see you.
Great to see you here back in the studio, and I'll bet it was extra beautiful out there in the Chi-Lai area yesterday.
It's hard to leave the country when it's that beautiful.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about this morning, and I mean a lot. I got about six or seven different brochures and information here ahead of us. But in general, what all is going on right now at the church?
Hey, we are just having the time of our lives as usual, Mike. We signed up our 59th active preschooler this week. And so we have just the greatest staff on earth. They're doing so good with those preschool kids. So that's just a huge blessing. And we're just having a great time. We do have our big fall fest coming up this Sunday. And one of our neighbor farmers was so gracious to donate a bunch of pumpkins for kids to paint for that. So we went out and picked all those pumpkins. We have them at the church, and we're ready for just a really good time this Sunday. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to chat with you about it a little bit, because we want to give other people an opportunity to come by and enjoy that beautiful fall weather out there in the country where we are.
And this is an annual event. You've done this before. It's something people have come to look forward to.
It's an annual event, yep. So kids can paint pumpkins. We have our big bounce houses set up. There's a free Amish meal. This is open to the public. It's a free event. Everyone's welcome. We're asking people just to register on the website so that we know they're coming, because we want to make sure we have plenty of pumpkins and plenty of food. But we have some homemade pies being made by Nye's Pies, and I don't know if you've ever had any of those, but
are these pies or fry pies?
They're regular pies.
Okay.
Yep. But Joanne Nye's is just a fantastic baker, and so we're really excited about having that as part of the free meal. So the whole thing is free, but we're asking people to register at our website, chilicrossroads.org. It's this Sunday at 10:30, and I have a guest speaker who's a dear friend of mine from Cincinnati who's coming in to speak for us. And so kids are going to be singing. It's just going to be a really fun morning this Sunday. And it's a little cooler. It'll be fall weather, like a high of around 60, but just gorgeous in the country, and just excited to be able to invite people out to it.
All right, and that is this Sunday, October the 24th, and it starts at 10:30 a.m. That's what, right after the service, I take it, or
yeah,
right before?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Very good. So we'll have more details on that. But again, how do you register and sign up ahead of time?
Yep. Just go to our website, chilicrossroads.org, and under happenings, if you click on Fall Fest, it's real easy just to register for that event. Includes, of course, roast beef as part of the Amish dinner, cheesy potatoes. Again, the event is free, and every kid gets a free paint-your-own pumpkin. So I want to encourage people just to consider spending some fun family time. You know, with COVID, Mike, it's been a disruption on so many levels for so many people.
No question about that.
Yeah, and sometimes memories aren't being made like they were. So this is an event that includes outdoor stuff that is just a really fun thing that I'm encouraging people to consider coming out and bonding with their family, enjoying it.
That is this Sunday, the day after tomorrow. So you are invited Sunday, October the 24th, beginning at 10:30 at Charlie Crossroads Bible Church. And, next topic we have here, and it has to do with the International Dyslexia Association. And this looks like a piece of legislation that you want to talk about here. Is that right?
Well, it's actually legislation that is now law.
Okay.
So the governor signed it on January 9th. And I've had the privilege of talking with all the local school districts about it. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to the local school districts. They are doing a great job. It is a lot of work to do what they're doing. It's hard. So many things in this world just got harder, and they're continuing to go forward. And I'm just grateful for the dedicated people, the superintendents, principals, teachers, bus drivers. God bless them all. It's not an easy world to live. It wasn't an easy world to live in before all this started, and now it's even harder.
Well, we've talked about dyslexia and what you do there at Charlie Crossroads Bible Church over the past several years now before this legislation was passed. So where would you like to begin?
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. So for years we've been offering dyslexia tutoring, one-on-one tutoring, because the science shows that one-on-one tutoring is definitely the most effective in terms of a child advancing quickly to rewire. So with neuroplasticity, God made our brain so amazing that you can actually add new wiring to your brain. And dyslexic kids, the MRIs show that there are chips in their brain, if you will, if you think of it as a computer, chips that don't have wires running to them. And so our tutoring and the tutoring that these kids are going to be able to get actually adds new wiring to their brain. So in a sense, it supercharges the child because they're already super creative. Dyslexic kids typically are already very creative. Thomas Edison was one of those from Milan, Ohio. I filmed an interview by his house last fall up in Milan, and he has 2,332 patents. Brilliant. Steve Jobs invented the iPhone. Brilliant. Charles Schwab, Beethoven, all these guys were dyslexic, but what it meant was they had a hard time reading and writing. And so I provided a proponent testimony for this bill that did pass both houses here in Ohio, and the governor signed. It's called the Right to Read Law, House Bill 436. And this little brochure that I have is what school districts and parents need to know. I'm happy to provide a copy of this to anybody, but it is I'm part of the International Dyslexia Association of Central Ohio, and this was created by them. But it shows a timeline of how every screen and every child in Ohio will be screened for dyslexia. And that's going to be an amazing thing, starting at, I think, 6 or 7 years old.
Now, before you continue, and we've talked in the past about dyslexia, it oftentimes would go undetected, sometimes all the way through a child's primary education.
All the way through a child's adulthood, and they don't know why they have a hard time reading. And many times, adults, they might think they're slow or they're behind for some reason. They're so good at other things, but reading and writing is a challenge. And so having a daughter with dyslexia, we saw the metamorphosis in her life of when she changed, she got the tutoring that we offer, and she went from being a kind of introverted, kind of not real confident with her schoolwork, hated reading. I would put a $5 bill in a book and say, it's yours when you complete the book, and she'd give up crying an hour or hours later on page two. But when she got tutoring, now she's costing me money, Mike, because she has my Amazon account access, and she buys Kindle books to read for pleasure, and she reads a couple books a week. And so she graduated college last year, and she's thriving in her life, and as a confident person, but we saw her go from a person who wasn't confident and was somewhat socially distant to a person who was very extroverted and very confident because she was able to do her schoolwork and keep up with the other kids, and not just keep up, but she was able to excel. She was testing post high school in 7th and 8th grade because this worked. It made such a difference in her world.
It got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but this law will require then for all kids to be screened
starting next year.
At what age, what level will they be?
Yeah, so I'm still learning all the details of it because this has been developed. But I think it's going to be kids that are younger, like let's say I think around age 7, and I have to look at this to know for sure. But the screening requirements, kindergarten requirements will be, that'll start in 2023 here in Ohio. Grades 1 to 3 required, and 4 to 6 if a teacher or parent requests it. So that'll be starting in the school year 2022, so next fall. So I'm just so happy that we are able to highlight a need that the kids have. So a lot of times this is undetected. So Yale University says 1 in 5 persons is affected by dyslexia. So I think it's been a problem that's been somewhat flying under the radar. And I'm really happy that there's more light being shown on this issue, because to be able to read, I mean, for me, Mike, if it was a book to read or oxygen, it'd be a tough choice. You know what I'm saying? I love reading. And reading makes our world so much bigger. We learn so much. We are more empathetic toward other people's viewpoints because we see the whole world through their eyes. I read biographies constantly. I love reading, and I want every kid to have that advantage, because if we're all going to get along good on this planet, it behooves us to understand each other's perspectives and be respectful and know what the other person's thinking. And books are a great way to do that. So starting, I'm just looking through my own brochure here. But starting at age kindergarten, starting in January 1st of 2023, but during the 2022-2023 school year. So all the local school districts know this. They're gearing up for it. And what we want to do with the Ohio Dyslexia Center is just support the great work our schools are doing. So we want to just be an encouragement to them, help them if there are some students that are struggling more than others. We're just available as a resource in the community to support the great work the schools are doing.
So after the screening process, when children, and it would stand to reason, or a certain amount of children will be discovered to have dyslexia, what's next? Does this law provide for how their educational needs will be addressed?
Yes, I believe the school districts are going to be hiring other teachers to help do that. Provide, meet the needs of the kids that are found to have dyslexia. And my hope is that they can do that one-on-one, but I don't know. It might be tough in terms of funding and finding even staff right now. And so, we're just available to be a help and an encouragement. My hope would be that the schools could handle it entirely. In a sense, I would rather that there not be a need for our organization, But I know this, Mike, I just got to tell you that the various tutors that we have at the Ohio Dyslexia Center, it is amazing to see a kid who has gone for years with this problem undetected. They just maybe that they thought the kid wasn't interested in reading. To see them transition, the same metamorphosis that our daughter underwent, it is amazing to see their confidence level increase, and they can approach multisyllable words with confidence because they have the tools to decode those words and understand them, pronounce them, say them out loud, and understand them, and they become fluent readers, and it's awesome.
So what else would you like to share with us about this particular law or dyslexia in general, Pastor Neil?
Well, I guess I would just say I'm just really happy that Ohio has joined a number of other states in requiring testing at a young age in school. And also then it gives parents the tools to come to the school and say, hey, my child is struggling. Can you please test my child and see what's going on? Because I suspect there's something wrong. And so I'm just really happy. This has been years in the making here in Ohio, And it's a day of rejoicing for everyone who loves reading. As far as I'm concerned, this is a marvelous thing because at least we'll shine some light on the issue. And there's nothing that's too much to do for the next generation. They're the kids, right? And so we adults, if we can find ways to help them and empower them, enable them to face the challenges of life even better, I'm just really excited about it. So it's called Connor's Odyssey, The Right to Read Law. It's available on the International Dyslexia Association of Central Ohio website. People can just Google that, Connor's Odyssey, The Right to Read Law. And I'm just really excited for the children in our community because we want to see every kid become a reader because readers are leaders. And we want every kid to become a good leader in the community.
All right. We're talking today with Pastor Neil Darien from Tri-Lie Crossroads Bible Church. And we'll take a break. We'll be back with Pastor Neil once again right after this.
We have received several large truckloads of Lazy Boy recliners in the last several weeks, so our Lazy Boy inventory is at the best level it has been for a long time. This is Trish from Wilson Carpet and Furniture, and stop by today while our Lazy Boy recliner selection is good and pick out your new Lazy Boy. We have power recliners, rocker recliners, and wallaways in a variety of styles and sizes. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton, a Lazy Boy comfort studio.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite, most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on October 24th from 5 to 7 at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $16.14 per hour. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, stop by and see them on October 24th from 5 to 7 p.m.
It's always better to be late with McDonald's breakfast deal. Because when your friend isn't on time to pick you up, the only thing that can make up for that is McDonald's breakfast.
Right now, get a sausage McMuffin with hash browns or a sausage biscuit with hash browns. Just $2.50.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Price and participation may vary.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been proudly recognized as a 2021 Top 100 Hospital in the Nation by Fortune and IBM Watson Health. This distinction demonstrates our ongoing commitment to patient-centered care right here in Coshocton. With over 6,000 hospitals in the nation, we are proud of our employees and staff whose hard work and dedication to our patients made us a top 100 hospital. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at their new location, 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Showers today with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 90%. For tonight, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening. Then a mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain is 70%. And tomorrow, cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. It is currently 56 degrees in Coshocton. We're back once again with Pastor Neil Darien from Tri-Lie Crossroads Bible Church and Tri-Lie Crossroads Preschool. How long have you been up and running now, Neil?
This is the second year for the preschool.
Second year. What would you like to share with us about it?
You know, Mike, I had the privilege of going back to Illinois this Friday night and seeing the 50th anniversary of our home church. They've had a preschool there for about 40 years. And our preschool is modeled after that preschool. They have allowed us to use their curriculum, their policy and procedure manual, their best practices. We learn from them to have a camera in every room, cameras outside, how to do professional training for our teachers. So I am just so excited that we this week have signed up our 59th preschool child and active preschool kid. what a blessing. We want to serve this community and provide low-cost but high-quality child care. And I was so inspired at that 50th anniversary. By the way, I don't recommend driving to Northern Illinois and back in one weekend. We were pretty tired when we got back. We got back in about midnight on Sunday night, and then we were there at 7 a.m. to open the preschool for the week. But listen, parents need to be able to work, and they need a safe place to have their kids. And so when people hear that what we're charging, which isn't very much, they're pretty much blown away. One of the moms who just signed up, number 58, who signed up, said, when I heard the price, I thought somebody was lying to me, because we just don't charge much for the preschool. But we have members of the church, ladies who are just devoted. It's not a job for them to watch kids. It's a ministry. It's a calling. And so their heart is in it on a whole new level than just, I'm here because somebody's paying me. And that's a valid reason to be there too. I'm grateful for anybody that does a good job at any workplace situation. But we just love what we're doing. And we're grateful for all the other people that are out there providing good child care in the community, because there are lots of them. We just want to see everybody keep thriving and be able to provide great quality child care, because the parents in this community need it. And if we're going to really keep the economy, you know, roaring, get it roaring back, I think we need a place for kids to be safe and learn and grow and develop gross motor skills, fine motor skills, learn their colors and shapes and alphabet and numbers and how to tie their shoe. And so these are just great teachers. Mike, you're welcome out anytime. If you're ever out that way, just stop by. We're open literally every day, 7 to 6. And this is true for any person that wants to come to the preschool. The building's locked, so don't be intimidated by that. We have a couple layers of security and protection. But if we buzz you in, I'm happy to show you around and let you hear the kids singing and the happy voices that are reverberating up and down the hallways at Chi-Lai Crossroads. I just love it. The happy voices of the teachers, happy voices of the kids. It's great. It's a great place for them to really develop a solid foundation and build a lifelong learning habit on. So just love what we're doing.
All right. And so does it correspond with the school year? Do you do it during the summer as well?
So last year, I'm glad you asked. Last year, we only did it during the school year. But this year, when we opened, we decided we're going to be open year-round. And so we're going to be closed on federal holidays, but that's the only time we're going to be closed. And on federal holidays, most of those, we actually have public camps that we're offering to the community for kids age 3 through 12. And so we're basically never the doors are never shut, you know, at Chi-Lai Crossroads, because even on those holidays, we're doing something in the community for the kids. But we're open year round. The preschool is open year round because parents need to work year round. You know why? Because the rent and the mortgage and the electric bill come year round. So we're open year round.
That is, Pastor Neil Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads, Bible Church. Pastor Neil, anything more about the preschool before we get to another break here?
Yeah. I mean, so it's for kids ages 3 through 5. We have open enrollment year round. So as long as we have space, we're happy to keep taking more students. But parents are welcome to check out our website. There's all kinds of great information at our website, chilicrossroads.org, about the preschool. There's videos they can watch. There's different, they can just really see what we're doing. We use a great software called Brightwheel that is a secure way we can communicate with parents and send pictures of what their kids are doing. They ate their green beans at lunch today, you know, that idea. And sometimes you ask kids, how was school today? And the kid says, oh, it was fine, right? But if you have a picture to say, well, your teacher sent me this at 11:03 a.m. You were stacking some big red blocks. Who's your friend besides you, right? It's a great way to kind of enter into their world and stay connected. And so we're doing a lot of things that are cutting edge, and our parents are giving us a lot of positive feedback. So we're just really grateful. And we run a bus every day to the Walmart parking lot. So for people in Coshocton that may not want to drive all the way out to Fresno, Ohio, out in the beautiful country where the leaves are changing, it can be tough in the middle of the winter to do that. So we're providing transportation with our church bus every morning at 8:30 and every afternoon at 3:30. There's pick up and drop off right at the Walmart parking lot.
It's the Tri-Lite Crossroads Preschool. That's Pastor Neil Darien. We'll be back with Pastor Neil right after these words.
This is Debbie Sheets, and I invite you to join me in voting for the Coshocton County Library Levy on November 2nd. Book chats, guest speakers, computer and printing access, genealogy resources, and research assistance are available to all. Adult activities are offered to inform, entertain, and expand your world. This levy is not a new tax, but rather will sustain the library's excellent services to our community. Paid for by the Coshocton County Library Levy Committee, Tim Vance, Treasurer.
The fall harvest days are here at Shoemaker Farms. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, bring the family out from 11 to 4 and enjoy hayrides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $8 per person, and kids 2 and under get in free. Admission includes all activities like the kids' corn maze, petting zoo, kids' zip line, huge slide, games, bounce pad, and more. Food will be available from McGarvey's Backwoods Barbecue. Safety guidelines will be followed. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-pick pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and of course, their delicious homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, the Shoemaker Farm store is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Supporting local businesses and local businesses supporting local programs. On Wednesday, October 27th, 18 local businesses will be donating a portion of their day's sales to the United Way of Coshocton. Kiefer's Florist, Carol's Men Shop, Coffee Connection, Papa John's, Irwin's Family Eye Care, G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers, Sprout Garden Center, Dean's Jewelry, Mercantile on Main, Liddy's Scrapyard, Witt's Custard, Our Ace Hardware, Nail City, Fisher Decorating, Wilson's Carpet and Furniture, Sprint Print, Legacy Lanes, and Bexley Ann's Boutique are all paying it forward on Wednesday, October 27th. So when you shop these local businesses, you help them give back to Coshocton County. To see the full list and the way they are helping, go to www.coshoctonunitedway.org. Keeping it local, always.
At Sperry & Rice, what we make makes a difference. Sperry & Rice is an advanced rubber engineering and manufacturing company, and what we make helps kids get to school safely, keeps people warm in the winter, and allows firefighters to do their job and farmers to put food on our tables. When you work with us, you make a difference. Sperry & Rice is hiring. Visit sperryrice.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Hi, I'm Michelle Turner Gans, Coshocton native, third-generation family business owner, and current city council member. I strive to be the voice of you, my fellow city residents. I encourage you to reach out to me with your thoughts, ideas, and concerns. I will make sure you are heard. I'm Michelle Turner Gans, and I would love to continue to be your voice on the Coshocton City Council. Please vote for me on November 2nd. Paid for by friends of Michelle Turner Gans, Gary Lau, Treasurer.
I'm Malcolm. I'm a commercial cash management specialist, but I'm also a leader and a musician.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Malcolm or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
This is Julie from Advantage Tire and Audio. Take advantage of fall savings now at ATA. We have big savings on our tire and wheel packages for your car, truck, or side-by-side. And don't forget to ask us about a no-credit check financing option. Give us a call at 740-295-9200.
Showers today. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 90%. For tonight, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening, then a mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, chance of rain 70%, and for tomorrow, cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. Currently it is 56 degrees in Coshocton, and we are back once again with Pastor Neil Darien from Tri-Lite Crossroads Bible Church, and my gosh, Neil, I wasn't even going to bring up travel because of COVID and everything, but I understand you've done a little yourself, and there's more on the way in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, there is. In fact, we didn't even talk about this during the break, Mike, but I had the privilege of, for the first time ever, going to Canada to a remote lake to go fishing, and We actually got tired of catching walleye. I've never done that in my life. And in fact, can I tell you, at night, I got tired of eating walleye. I never thought that would happen.
All right. Well, you need to talk to Jim out here.
Okay.
He's an avid fisherman.
Yeah, and, right.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll ever get tired of catching or eating walleye.
Oh,
but,
my.
I digress. You've got you've done some other stuff, and then you got the trip to Israel.
We have a trip to Israel coming up middle of next month, so November 15. Some folks from this area are going with us to Israel. We're going with my brother-in-law, Pastor Jim Scudder, who has been there, I think, something like 14 times. And he actually just filmed about a dozen episodes for his television program in Israel. So he knows Israel really well. One thing I've learned about international travel is you have a better experience if you go there with somebody who has done it before and knows where they're going, what they're doing,
right,
what to recommend.
Because
you can waste a lot of time in international travel doing things that aren't the best experience you could have, right?
Some of them are cookie cutter things that, you miss some of the true culture.
Yeah, some of them, exactly. So what I love about these trips is you actually see the Bible sites. You actually see the places. Literally, I keep my Bible open on the Israel trip. I open my Bible to, you know, we're going through, let's say, Nazareth, or we're going through Cana, we're on the Sea of Galilee. I mean, literally, you can use your Bible as your guidebook. It's crazy because those names that you thought were just unpronounceable, and I don't know where that is or what that is, and that's just hard to say. Well, you see the place where that occurred, and you find the cliff that Jonathan and his armor bearer climbed to fight the Philistine garrison. You find the two mountains that the children of Israel stood on when they came into the land, the mountain of blessing and the mountain of cursing, and they shouted back and forth to each other, if we do what God says, he's going to bless us, and if we don't do what God says, he's going to curse us. You see the valley where David killed Goliath, and it's unbelievable. You see the porches of the temple in Jerusalem, the springs that are referenced that Jesus was standing near when he spit on the ground and made clay and put it on the guy's eyes and healed his eyes. It's just literally a sensory overload experience that is coupled with really good food and sunshine. And so it's a great place to be in the middle of November. And so we actually, I don't know if there's even spots open. I don't know that I could get anybody else in the trip. I might be able to. I don't know. But I know this, Julie and I have been there many, many times, and I can't wait to go again. My favorite place in the world is Israel. Once you go to Israel, it becomes your home. That is what I discovered. So I don't feel like I'm at home anywhere in the world unless I'm in Israel. And so I can't wait to go back home in the middle of next month.
How long of a trip is it?
It's 10 days.
And is it based out of one spot, and you take day trips? How does it work?
Typically, the itinerary is, and I think it's they refined it over the years and found ways to improve it. But we stay, we land in Tel Aviv, we go to Tiberias and stay on the shore of the Sea of Galilee in a 5-star hotel for about 3 days. And so we tour the Golan Heights, the whole northern Galilee region. And then we go down to the Dead Sea and stay a couple nights on the Dead Sea, which is a fantastic experience. And then head up to Jerusalem, and the trip ends ultimately in Jerusalem at the Garden Tomb. We go from Calvary, Golgotha, where Christ died, to the Garden Tomb, where he was buried and rose again. And so our very last experience in Israel is having communion at the Garden Tomb. So it's designed to have that be the highlight, the very best moment as the last moment, and it's just unbelievable.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about Israel? It's something that you've, as you mentioned, you've done regularly, and you plan this trip regularly, and others come along.
Others come along, yeah. So it's an honor to co-host the trip again. It's just an amazing experience, and for anyone who hasn't done it or maybe isn't comfortable for whatever reason traveling this year, I'd encourage them to consider scheduling a trip to Israel in their future because, you know, Mike, maybe I told you this before, but we took our kids several times when they were younger. And it really whet their appetite for, it helped them understand that the Bible isn't just an old dusty book that's not relevant to today. that all those places are real and they need to give it a serious look. And I'm really happy we did. It helped our children spiritually tremendously, and it helped expand their world. Any international travel expands your world. But when you go to a place like Israel, my father-in-law used to say it's sort of joking, but not really, that it's a trip to Israel is worth a master's degree. And there's some truth to that, where you come away walking where Jesus walked and experiencing a perspective on history that you can't get anywhere else in the world.
And that holds true anywhere that you go, and you see the things that you've read about in books, the Bible or otherwise, and you actually stand in the spots where history happened,
yeah.
It puts a whole new perspective.
Absolutely.
We're talking today with Pastor Neil Darien from a Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church. We'll be back with Pastor Neil once again right after these words.
And we're back with the second round.
What is the only proven winner against both sudden death syndrome and soybean cyst nematodes?
Oh, I know this one.
Go right ahead.
We use this one on our farm. The answer is Ilevo seed treatment.
That is correct.
Woo!
And we'll be right back after this commercial break with our final question. Will the right answer still be Ilevo seed treatment? Take a wild guess. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Each and every person who works in Coshocton County wants a safe work environment. Those men and women who work at our local justice center or patrol our roads want and deserve the exact same thing. Each and every day that they go to work and put their lives on the line for us, they want to return home safely. I am proud of our local law enforcement officers, and I am sure that you are too. So together, let's provide them with a safe work environment. This is Nate McNeil. Please join my wife, Chris, and me in supporting and voting yes for the Coshocton County Justice Center levy on November 2nd. Paid for by the Coshocton County Justice Center levy, Todd Brown, Treasurer.
Cold and flu season not only affects people, but our pets too. The best way to keep your pet healthy is to make sure that they have their yearly vaccinations. It's a simple thing, but it can help prevent serious viruses and illnesses. Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic is a full-service, small animal medical surgical facility located at 1710 Otsego Avenue. We offer 24-hour emergency service plus boarding and grooming. Dr. Jerry Butcher and his staff are proud to sponsor the Lost and Found Animal Reports on WTNS.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. The big box stores sell prepackaged meat that can take days to ship to the store. How long has it been on the shelf? For more than 41 years in business at Collins Meat and Food Market, I cut fresh steaks every single day, grind my own ground chuck and ground beef daily. This ensures that you always get the best quality meat. Stop in and taste the difference. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. Tell us you heard this on the radio and you will get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. Call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue to place orders. Stop in for in-store specials. We are open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and closed on Sundays. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
Looking for a job? Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Apply at www.pleaseapplyonline/pjz.com.
Injuries and other conditions affecting your hands can make even the simplest tasks feel impossible. That's where the fellowship-trained hand surgeons at Genesis can help. They are the only doctors in the area with the highest level of training for hand surgery. And they use that expertise, the latest technology, and the full support of Genesis Healthcare System to put possible back in your hands. Better begins here. Start your path to better at genesishcs.org.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Weather forecast says showers today with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain, 90%. For tomorrow, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening then a mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain is 70%. For tomorrow, cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. It is currently 56 degrees in Coshocton. We are back once again with Pastor Neil Darien from Charlotte Crossroads Bible Church. And even knowing pizza for a few years now, Neil, I suppose you're probably getting pretty good at it.
You know what? We thought we were good at it to start with, but we're even better now.
Okay. And recently, I say recently, I lose track of time here, but
yeah.
you got a new pizza oven.
Sure. Yeah. To us, it still is a new pizza oven. Yeah.
A couple of years now?
Yep. A couple of years. But we can cook 10 times the pizza we could before. And we're putting it to good use. It got a good workout last night. In fact, we sold so many pizzas in the community that we ran out of pizza dough, which very rarely happens.
So what makes the pizza at Charlotte Crossroads Bible Church so special, Neil?
You know that all the chefs say it, but part of it's the love we put into it. But we make our own dough from scratch with olive oil. We make our own sauce. We buy local meat, so all of our toppings and cheese come from local sources. So we're not doing it in advance. We're preparing it as people need it and cooking them fresh and hot, and they're just delicious. And part of it, I think too, Mike, the stone in the pizza oven is a great way for the heat to transfer and makes the crust just how we like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
Okay.
All those.
I've had it. You've handed out samples at the Wild Game Dinner and other events before.
Other events. And then, you know what's kind of been a sleeper, but as people continue to discover Julie's famous Chicago chopped salad, one lady called yesterday and I think ordered 8 of them for her and her coworkers at her work. So we're open all day on Wednesdays now, not just in the evening. So people are discovering, oh, I can get a salad for lunch or a pizza for lunch. So people are calling earlier and earlier to get stuff. So we're loving it. It's very reasonably priced. And, of course, it helps our kids' outreach and our addictions' outreach. And so we're just happy to have anything that helps those two things. And so we love doing it.
Okay. And you do that all day long on Wednesdays?
All day long on Wednesdays, yep.
Okay. Lunch and dinner. So the pizza there, wanted to give that a mention. Also, another one of the issues that we've talked about quite a bit over the past several years, and that is recovery program and helping people with addictions.
Yeah, it's so sad. During COVID, I saw an article in the Columbus Dispatch this week that literally overdose deaths and problems are just skyrocketing right now. And it makes me so happy that we have this program established, that we established it back in 2017. And every Friday night, with the exception of one that was flooded, so nobody could get to us because there was a big flood everywhere. But we've been there every Friday night, whether it's on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Easter, Sunday, or I guess it wouldn't be Sunday, but that idea. Like, we're there every holiday, no matter what, every Friday night. And we're available all the time by phone and to connect with people. And, Mike, I got to tell you, there's a guy that came out on Sunday morning to share how much of a program, how much of a help the Friday night program has been for him. This past Sunday morning, he shared his story. I excerpted that clip from the video and posted it on our Facebook page, Charlotte Crossroads. His name is Will. What a neat guy, and it's so neat to hear from a person who says, this program has been a huge help to me. People need hope, and I think when they're struggling with an addiction, here's what I think. I think until you've struggled with an addiction, you have no idea how tough it is to beat it. And there might be people who sit back and say, oh, well, just stop doing it or whatever. It's not that simple. But we're just grateful to work together with the great organizations in this county that are doing such a good job helping people struggling. And what we're able to provide is the spiritual component that makes the whole thing really kind of complete in a person's life. An addiction is more than physical. It's more than mental. It's also spiritual. And so that spiritual component, the program we have every Friday night, I'm so happy to say our program continues to grow as more people are discovering how much fun they have. And, of course, it's Charlotte Crossroads. There's good food involved. But we provide free child care, free transportation, and a free meal, and it's a free program. We're trying to do everything we can to help this community in every area that we can. But we know that's we recognize that's an area that every community needs help. But Ohio is the latest numbers show it's the top three. It's the number three out of the United States overdose death state. We're the third. I think West Virginia and Delaware, I think, are ahead of us. But deaths per 100,000 people. So I'm so happy that we can be in a place where we're providing something that's needed that can help strengthen the community. Because drugs, there's almost 300 kids that are living with relatives in Coshocton County because they are... there were somehow illicit drugs involved somehow in the situation. So drugs are breaking up families and putting a strain on grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles. So to be able to have this program and be there faithfully, I'm so honored and so delighted and so thankful for the good people we can work with in the community that are putting their lives, they're putting their whole lives into helping others. So really grateful.
And the program's been in place for how many years?
Yeah,
now?
So like five
yeah. years. So have you been able that's long enough? Have you been able to see and measure and see examples of the positive impact that it's had?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen people totally get back on their feet, get a car, get a home, and hold down a job and be a true contributor to society in every way. But beyond that, they have satisfaction in life. They've actually found what they were looking for. They actually found what the drugs were promising, which is satisfaction. They actually found it. But the answer is never in drugs. Drugs lie. They say, you know, that they'll satisfy you, but they don't. But we have people that, yes, absolutely have gotten everything back together in their world. And it's so rewarding and gratifying.
Breaking the Chains of Addiction, that is the recovery program, one of the many programs they have at the Charlotte Crossroads Bible Church. Pastor Neil, let's take a break, come back, and review the Fall Fest once again. It's coming up this Sunday, October the 24th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. We'll be back with Pastor Neil Darien from Charlotte Crossroads Bible Church once again right after these words.
This Saturday, October 23rd, is the second annual Our Town Coshocton 5K Scarecrow Shuffle. Registration opens at 8 a.m. on the Courthouse Square. Costumes are not required, but encouraged for this fun, festive event in historic downtown Coshocton. Our Town Coshocton would like to thank this year's gold-level sponsor, Park National Bank. The top three in each male and female age group will receive medals, and the overall male and overall female runners will be recognized as well. Registration is only $25.
Did you know the Eiffel Tower is undergoing a $60 million renovation? That's quite an upgrade. At Dean's Jewelry, you can upgrade your diamond for much less than 60 mil. All October, double your diamond, and we'll give you 110% of what you paid us for your original diamond when you trade up. That's right. Get an extra 10% on your trade when you double up. Plus, get free consultations and pay no design fees on your restyle. October's upgrade month at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hello, this is Brenda Blandford asking you to join me in voting for the Coshocton County Library Renewal Levy on November the 2nd. This is not a new tax. As a retired teacher, I have witnessed the difference that access to books and reading make in a child's life. That's why the library's bookmobile service is so important. It brings the library to children of Coshocton County. Help ensure that the bookmobile will continue to reach every child by voting for the renewal. This ad paid for by the Coshocton County Library Levy Committee. Tim Vance, Treasurer.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Teachers and educators make a huge impact on our children every day, especially as we continue to face a challenging pandemic. So to recognize the dedication and hard work of our educators in Ohio, join the Ohio Education Association and 10TV in honoring your classroom heroes. Each week, a classroom hero will be spotlighted during 10TV's Wake Up CBUS. You can nominate teachers, coaches, staff, anyone who is making an impact for our schools and our children. Nominate your classroom hero at 10TV.com/heroes. Sponsored by the Ohio Education Association.
It's 5 minutes until 10 o'clock, and high school football tomorrow night. It is week 10, and we have two what promise to be very exciting games coming your way here on FM 99.3 and 102.7 right here on WTNS-FM. It's Garraway, ranked number 6 in the state. Ridgewood Generals, ranked number 5. Both teams are 9-0, and they are playing for the IPC Championship, and that will be in West Lafayette tomorrow night. And you can hear that game here on FM 99.3. Over on FM 102.7, a Coshocton County battle. That'll be the Coshocton Redskins taking on the Riverview Black Bears at Don Rushing Stadium. And you can hear both those games on the radio, or you can watch them live at the WTNS Facebook and YouTube pages. Airtime tomorrow night, 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. High school football is brought to you locally in part by Coshocton Materials, RAM 5-Point Auto, the Jacobs Vandeman Agency, Reed Family Dental, Carlin Norris, and Pearl Valley Cheese. Real McCoy Barbecue across from Hans Quick Mart is open today and tomorrow at 11 a.m. until they're sold out, and that's weather permitting. Real McCoy Barbecue will be at the Coshocton Sportsman's Club Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Jim McCoy benefit. 4 minutes till the top of the hour, and we are back one more time with Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. And that's just enough time to run down what else is going to happen this Sunday at Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. Neil?
Hey, I saved the best for last, Mike. There's hayrides.
Hayrides and more.
Hayrides and more, but
just one thing.
But hayrides is part of it. Uh-huh. So we have a great neighbor, Curtis Garber. I think the guy can build anything. We had mentioned to him years ago, we had the idea of doing a hayride. I called him to say, hey, do you happen to have like a trailer that has high sides? Because I don't know about you, Mike, but in my time, I've seen kids fall off wagons. And I was
because
not.
That's not funny. I'm sorry.
That's not funny. No, it's not. So I saw a kid almost get run over because he fell off a hayride wagon. And so that just scares me to death, the thought of doing it. So I said, if we're going to do this, I need a wagon with good sides. He built a custom trailer that has benches that are great and safe. And so I'm so happy to be able to say, as part of this wonderful free event, Fall Fest, we're doing this Sunday morning at 10:30 at Childlike Crossroads, we have hayrides as part of the experience. So, and the leaves are going to be at their peak. Mm-hmm. It's going to be perfect. So it's a free event, and we want to encourage people to come check it out. There's an Amish dinner of roast beef, and I know Amish dinner doesn't usually involve roast beef, but we're kind of putting a little even upgraded spin on the Amish dinner, cooked by Susie at Baltic Meat. She does such a good job with cheesy potatoes and a slice of Nye's pies for this Sunday. So bounce houses, free paint your own pumpkin. Shout out to our neighbor who gave us the pumpkins. Thank you. Really appreciate him. And just grateful for the chance to create such a fun event for families. I think it's so needed that families go do fun experiences together. And we're trying to create that.
That'll be this Sunday at 10:30, beginning at 10:30 a.m. at Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. Pastor Neil, anything else you'd like to share with us before we call it a morning?
Sure. They can sign up at childlikecrossroads.org/fallfest. It's a free event. It's open to the public. Everyone's welcome. They can sign up at childlikecrossroads.org/fallfest.
That's Pastor Neil Darien from Childlike Crossroads Bible Church. Always a pleasure, Neil.
Thank you so much.
We have open phone lines all next hour to talk about whatever is on your mind, whether it is fall foliage or whether it's anything in the AP News here. Disclosure, I have just a limited number of access to the stories from the AP this morning, so due to a little technical glitch. So I'll try to turn that to our advantage. You got a couple of oddball stories that I'll get to here in a little bit. But if there's anything else that's going on locally or around the world or in sports or that you want to talk about, Pastor Neil mentioned the beautiful foliage out in the north east part of the county. We had the fall foliage tour last weekend, which I thought was beautiful, and that was in the southeast part of the county. And my daughter and I took a brief fall foliage tour of our own the week before that in the southwest part of Coshocton County, and it is indeed a beautiful county in which we live. So we can talk about that or whatever else you're thinking about. Surprise me, the phone lines are open. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. We can expect showers today with high temperatures in the upper 60s today. We do have a 90% chance of rain. It's going to be kind of a dreary day. Mainly clear tonight with showers likely in the evening. Then mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain 70%. Tomorrow cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. It is currently 56 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FDA has weighed in. Today, the CDC will hear from its experts about COVID booster shots. The FDA has authorized boosters for eligible Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It did that yesterday. And it says mixing and matching COVID vaccines is okay, too. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The J&J vaccine has consistently shown a lower level of effectiveness than either of the two-shot Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. But the FDA now says it's okay to use any brand for the booster, regardless of which vaccination people got first. The decision is based on preliminary results from a government study of different booster combinations that showed an extra dose of any type revs up levels of virus-fighting antibodies. It also showed recipients of the single-dose J&J vaccine had a far bigger response if they got a full-strength Moderna or Pfizer booster, rather than a second J&J shot.
The number of Americans on unemployment continues to fall. 3.3 million people are now on unemployment in the latest survey. Today, the House votes on whether to hold longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. He defied a subpoena from a committee investigating the violent January Capitol insurrection. Jackie Quinn reports.
The committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection recommended a criminal contempt charge, citing reports Steve Bannon had spoken with Donald Trump before the attack, promoted the protests, and predicted there would be unrest. Bannon defied their subpoena for testimony and documents if he's found in contempt by the full House. The Justice Department will decide whether to prosecute.
This morning, Syria executed 24 people charged with igniting wildfires that killed three people. This is AP News. How to pay for President Biden's domestic spending package. The White House has some new plans. The AP's Mike Gracia.
With the clock ticking toward a self-imposed deadline, the White House is offering to shift off a key component of how to pay for President Joe Biden's $2 trillion social services and climate package. The White House is prepared to keep the corporate tax rate at 21%, shelving a hike to 26.5% favored by many Democrats for companies earning more than $5 million a year. Instead, there would be a new tax on gains of those with more than $1 billion in assets. In his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, Biden was sounding confident.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them.
But the clock is ticking. Democratic leaders in Congress want agreement by week's end. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas is $3.37 a gallon this morning, 7 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This Saturday, October 23rd, is the second annual Our Town Coshocton 5K Scarecrow Shuffle. Registration opens at 8 a.m. on the Courthouse Square. Costumes are not required but encouraged for this fun, festive event in historic downtown Coshocton. Our Town Coshocton would like to thank this year's gold-level sponsor, Park National Bank. The top three in each male and female age group will receive medals, and the overall male and overall female runners will be recognized as well. Registration is only $25.
It is 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, 56 degrees currently in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. Starting right now, let me know what's on your mind today. Some of the headlines across the country. The White House is floating new plans for ways to pay for President Joe Biden's $2 trillion proposal, $2 trillion, for expanding social services and tackling climate change. The ideas include shelving a proposed big increase in corporate tax rates, though also adding a new billionaire's tax on the investment gains of the very richest Americans. The changes came as Biden returned to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, yesterday to highlight what he says are the middle-class values in the plan. Democrats are racing to finish the package, but Biden has faced resistance from key holdouts not on board with plans to get rid of Trump-era tax breaks to help pay for it. So that's where we are with that. And let's see what else we have here in the headlines. Bottlenecks at all the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach has spilled over into a neighborhood where cargo trucks are clogging residential streets. Last week, the White House allowed the ports complex to become a 24-hour operation in an effort to break the logjam of container ships at the ports and reduce shipping delays that have interrupted the global supply chain. Since then, residents of the Wilmington area just north of the ports have complained that trucks are backed up into streets at all hours. On Tuesday, a container rolled off a truck making a turn on a narrow street, pancaking a parked car. Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday issued an executive order that aims to ease the backlog. And sooner or later, hopefully sooner, the log jam and the supply chains will right themselves. But in the meantime, concerns about getting products that we want and sometimes products that we need. So give me a call. Let me know what you think about that or anything else. And finally, one more here before we get to a call. I mentioned some oddball stories that popped up because at the time I only had a handful to choose from. And I don't know if this is going to generate any thoughts or conversations or not, but always attracted by the unusual and bizarre, I felt the need to share. And it comes from Hong Kong. Travel-starved, sleep-deprived residents might find a new Hong Kong bus tour to be a snooze. The 47-mile, 5-hour ride around the territory is meant to appeal to people who are easily lulled asleep by long rides. It was inspired by the tendency of tired commuters to fall asleep on public transit. The first sleeping bus tour last weekend sold out entirely. One of the first passengers said he had insomnia and found the tour more interesting than he expected. Some passengers came prepared with blankets and travel pillows and swapped their shoes to slippers. So, an unusual story. It's in Hong Kong, so there might be some cultural factors, but falling asleep on any kind of transportation is something that I have very rarely been able to do. I have to be pretty tired to fall asleep on a bus or on a train or even on an aircraft. Long ago, I did travel cross country a couple of times by bus, so I had to do it, but just do not enjoy that. When I sleep, I like to be laying down and without other people around, and it'd be nice and quiet, but apparently that's not the case with everybody. So what about you? Are you able to go to sleep? The thing is, people that do fall asleep on buses, and they do that because, well, they have to, because they aren't in their home. They're trying to get to their home from point A to point B. The whole notion of going out to actually get on a bus so you can snooze, that's hard for me to grasp. All right, so do you have any thoughts on that? Give me a call. We have a couple of callers waiting, so let's get to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Mike, that was an unusual story. I'll give you credit for that one.
Any thoughts?
I have no complaints today, and I want to thank the people involved in determining what gets blacktop around our fair city, and it's really nice to see that come to a fruition. And the one that I am the most thrilled about is the alley coming out from the post office. And those of us who have to go in and out of the post office on a regular basis will understand exactly what I'm referring to, because it was so full of potholes you couldn't avoid them. And then they did fill them in, and that made it a little better. But the first time I traveled on that blacktop alley, I thought it was the most wonderful thing ever.
I haven't needed to go through the post office since it was paved. I didn't even realize that was on the list, but I have been there recently enough to echo your view that it certainly needed it.
Yes, it did, and so I appreciate everybody that worked on that. It was a good job, and it was needed probably a year ago, but I'm just happy to see it done now. So thank you to all those people, and we'll see what else comes up.
All right. Well, thank you for calling this morning. 10 minutes after 10 is the time, and 56 degrees in Coshocton. We did have another caller waiting. I hope you can give me a call back. And the caller calling up simply for a thank you to the city for paving that that alley. And oftentimes they've only got so much of a budget to work with, but sometimes the alleys get neglected. They get in really bad shape before they get any attention, especially resurfaced. Now, the one that the caller is talking about coming out of the post office, if you drive it through, I think that's the only way, unless you go straight through. I don't even know if you can do that anymore. But that is the only way out, or one of only a couple of ways out in a highly traveled parking lot. Lots of folks drive through the post office to drop off mail and to go in and get their boxes, get service at the post office, come out the other side. So a very highly traveled alley in the city of Coshocton, 740-622-1560. The city, they use a formula, and we've talked about that with Max and the mayor and the folks from the city before. And oftentimes, well, unless the street that you drive every day doesn't get, unless it gets blacktopped, sometimes the schedule is a disappointment. But they have to factor how much travel a street gets, the state of the disrepair of a street, and prioritize according to the budget that they have at their disposal. So your thoughts, give me a call. Phone lines are open. Let's take our next call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike. Morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, I had a couple things. I just wanted to tell you I kind of helped with a benefit over the weekend for a little girl that had passed away, and I wanted to tell you how generous and kind our merchants and our city is and everything that they do, and the same way at WTNS, how wonderful you guys are about, like, if we want to get on there and talk about things. And just I wanted to enforce how wonderful Coshocton is. And then I have one other thing I wanted to bring up. I appreciate and think that we have some wonderful school districts in this area. And I hope that with the Coshocton City Schools, you know, that they can get everything all, you know, straightened around, because there's, you know, that would be a great impact on our city if anything was to happen, you know, with the businesses and different things. And I think...
Are you talking specifically about the teacher's contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
But it, you know, it doesn't just affect the teachers. You know, it's also like the kitchen help, the custodians,
okay,
the aides, and, you know, it's quite a few people in Coshocton. And sometimes I don't think people realize, like, what it costs, and, you know, like, for your education. And, you know, like, we have somebody that, you know, they worked and they paid, you know, student loans for 13 years. And, you know, they also do a lot of stuff at home at night. And I know at sports programs I've seen some of them sitting there grading papers, you know, to try to make sure. And I just think we have a lot of wonderful people here. And, you know, I hope that, you know, like, on the board and everybody, you know, we all shop Coshocton, we live in the Coshocton area. We have a lot to lose if they can't get things you know, like, settled. So I'm just hoping and praying, you know, because I've kind of been awake the last couple of nights thinking about all these people, you know, because there's a lot of good people in these areas. And, you know, I know, like, Riverview and Ridgewood and Newcomerstown, you know, we've lost some of the people from Coshocton City Schools that have went there. And, you know, everybody that I've ever talked to, they seem to be really happy where they're at. So I just wanted to reinforce that and hope that, you know, they can get things worked out, because it would put an impact on the city, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your, you know, if you've had any other thoughts about it. Or,
well, the teachers and everybody that works in the school, it is a tough job. They have a lot of pressures coming from all directions that impact what they do, and when you toss in what they've dealt with over the last, you know, through COVID at all, adds an extra level of stress to an already stressful job, and I think everybody hopes that some agreement can be reached and that a strike can be avoided.
Sure. I think a lot of people feel that way, you know, and I hope and pray. There's a lot of things, you know, like the teachers, you know, supposed to stand so far apart. You know, you can't really do that when you're trying to teach a child or looking over and see if, you know, if you're helping them with a word, they're reading a book or whatever. And, you know, there are a lot of underprivileged children in this town. And I think most of our teachers, you know, it's not a perfect world. We all know that. But I think for the most part, the teachers, the aides, and all the workers in most of these schools try to give 150% every day. I was run across this lady the other day. She's a young lady in her 20s, and she was telling me a story about when her mom and dad had went to prison for drugs, and a bunch of teachers and aides, and I don't know who else the staff was, but they got together, and they made this big basket at Christmas time and got all the kids, because the grandmother was sick and the grandfather got laid off from his job, and they were taking care of the kids. And they had got them all gifts and gift cards and all that. And I remember that because, you know, my mom and dad did something and we did something. And I just thought that was a pretty awesome story, you know, she was telling me about. So it's little things like that that I don't think people realize. And I also know that they go home and worry about the children, you know, the ones that are struggling. And, you know, right now, you know, we have a big drug addiction. And it is hard because there's a lot of kids that are in, you know, they're not in their homes, you know. So, and maybe in foster care or whatever. But again, I just wanted to say how wonderful our community is, and I hope that the city and everybody realizes the impact if something would happen. So,
all right. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You have a good day.
You too. 17 minutes after 10, phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And we have heard the I'll have to grab the story here, but we have we've heard from the a statement from the superintendent, and also representative of the teachers here in Coshocton. So the phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have what it takes to solve a mystery? Adults are invited to the Coshocton Public Library for Horror in the Stacks, a murder mystery night in the library, on Saturday, October 30th at 6:30 p.m. Program participants will be given a character to portray for the evening, and treats will be won as clues are solved. Registration is required and can be completed at www.coshoctonlibrary.org.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. stipend program, and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello? It's you again.
She seemed nervous. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only one in five of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer. Maintenance is a very important part of owning any ATV or side-by-side, and why risk the life of your machine by doing it yourself? Here at Valley ATV, we're proud to offer many services to keep your machine in top-running condition. Stop by or call Valley ATV on Jellaway Road in Danville to schedule, or visit us online at valleyatv.com.
Showers today with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain 90%. For tonight, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening, then a mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, chance of rain is 70%. Tomorrow, cloudy with high temperatures in the upper 50s. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. If you do want to talk about teachers and teacher pay, teacher issues, particularly in Coshocton City Schools where they are trying to hash out a new contract, and the possibility of a strike is not off the table. So give me a call. We can chat about that if you would like. There's something else that you want to bring up, whether I mentioned it or not. Anybody want to take a stab and offer your thoughts on the story from Hong Kong, where some Hong Kong entrepreneur came up with the idea to have a 47-mile, 5-hour bus ride around the Hong Kong territory, cities. Actually part of China now, to appeal to people who are easily lulled asleep by long rides. And the first one sold out. So we can talk about that. If you do want to talk some sports, the Browns play tonight, and they have been brutally stricken by the injury bug. No Baker Mayfield, no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt, and some others sidelined as well. Odell Beckham still dealing with a shoulder issue. Jadeveon Clowney with ankle, chest, knee issue.
And Case Keenum will get the start over Baker Mayfield as the quarterback continues to deal with an injury in his non-throwing shoulder. And honestly, it is for the best. Baker Mayfield is the type of personality that he's going to get in there and play, even if he's hurt, if he can. And that's the type of competitor that he is. And some say that competitiveness or toughness, that quality is a positive, and it can be. But looking back in hindsight, Baker Mayfield has been playing hurt for a couple of weeks. And one more hit and could be enough to end the season. Make things worse. Add to the fact that the Browns play on Thursday instead of Sunday, and he's only had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days to heal. And furthermore, if he sits this one out, that'll be 10 days until his next game. So it is for the best. Case Keenum, I don't have his stats in front of me right now, a serviceable backup quarterback, competent. Let's hope that he surprises us. Phone lines are open to talk some sports if you would like. And let's see what happened on this date back through history. It was on this date in 1805, October the 21st, during the Battle of Trafalgar. In 1805, Admiral Horatio Nelson was killed by a musket shot on the deck of the HMS Victory and died in the midshipman's berth below deck. It was in Spain. An American event. It was on this date in 1879. Thomas Edison invented a commercially practical incandescent light at his industrial research lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey. So, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, commercially practical light bulb. In 1879, Pastor Neil mentioned Thomas Edison last hour as well, but believed to have had dyslexia, and history in some circles has not treated him kindly for his personality and habits. But no one can deny the patents that he had and the brilliance that the man had and the inventions that that he brought to America and to the world, the light bulb being one of them. So your thoughts on Thomas Edison, give me a call. In 1910, a bomb exploded in the Los Angeles Times building, killing 21 and injuring many more. In 1944, the HMAC Australia was attacked by the first kamikaze attack when a Japanese aircraft carrying a 200-kilogram bomb struck the superstructure above the bridge. 30 crew members were killed in the attack, which caused severe damage to the ship. Because of the bomb's failure to explode, the ship was not destroyed. It was on this date in 1945 that women in France got the right to vote in the parliamentary elections as part of the women's suffrage movement. Many attribute the start of the modern women's suffrage movement to women in France in the 18th century. On this date in 1947, forest fires continue to claim millions of acres of forests and properties in Maine. After strong fresh winds start new outbreaks across the state, which now has more than 50 separate forest fires to contend with. That was the state of Maine back in 1947. Other New England states were affected as well. And primarily, not exclusively, but primarily when we hear about forest fires and wildfires, it's in the western United States, California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, etc. In this case, in 1947, it was in the Northeast, in Maine. It was on this date in 1949 that Harry S. Truman appointed the first female federal judge in the nation. Bernita Shelton Matthews from Hazelhurst, Mississippi. In 1958, the Civil Rights Commission fought an uphill battle to access our county voter records. Start over on that one. The Civil Rights Commission in 1958 fought an uphill battle to access to county voter records in Macon County, Alabama. The reason the commission fought to obtain records is that African-American residents outnumber white residents by 6-1, but voting records show white voters outnumber black voters 2-1. It was on this date in 1965, following the success of Disneyland in Anaheim, California, which opened in 1955. Flash forward 10 years, 1965, Walt Disney bought 27,000 acres of land on the outskirts of Orlando, Florida, using dummy corporations to stop land speculators from pushing up the price, and bought that land for $5 million. The news story was leaked by the Orlando Sentinel. Walt Disney World opened on October the 1st, 1971, 5 years after the death of Walt Disney, with the Magic Kingdom theme park, and now is the most visited and largest recreational resort in the world. Turned the city of Orlando, Florida, into a tourism mecca. And one more here. In 1967, 100,000 demonstrators marched on the Pentagon, but the demonstration was marred by violence when the more radical element of the demonstrators clashed with the soldiers and U.S. Marshals protecting the Pentagon. In total, 683 people, including novelist Norman Mailer and two United Press International reporters, were arrested. Demonstrations also happened in Japan and Western Europe on the same day. So those are some highlights on this date back through history. If you'd like to comment on any of them, you can give me a call. Let's go ahead and take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I started to call a few minutes ago and then had to stop and buy cat food. So, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. If I were doing any better, I'd be twins.
I don't know. I guess I've been up through the northern end of the county more recently, and some people have claimed there have been frosts, and I think there may have been a very, very light one a few days ago that I noticed, but I don't know where anyone in Chi-Lai would think the leaves are at their peak. Now, maybe they're different up there, and, you know, that's only about 6 or 8 to 10 miles different than where I am, but I don't see it yet, and it just doesn't seem like going to be one of those years where all of a sudden everything will freeze and drop and there won't be much color at all.
Yeah.
Although individual trees, so I don't know. It'd be great for a hayride. I'm not dissing the idea, but it's just kind of a interesting idea that the leaves are at their peak.
At their peak, I don't know. They try to tie the fall foliage tour to the peak of the leaves, but you have to plan the fall foliage tour months ahead of time. You just never know until the time comes. It's a roll of the dice when the peak of color will actually come. It is late this year. Fall foliage tour was last weekend. Saw a little bit of color, but nobody was going to say that it was at its peak last weekend. It was still a beautiful drive through Coshocton County. So peak colors are not. Great job with the fall foliage tour. Maybe a stretch to call it the peak this weekend, although I took a drive out into some of the back roads of the county yesterday and just starting to see a lot more color than we did just 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh, for sure. I thought about having missed the farm foliage tour. Of course, I suppose in my whole life that they've done it. I've been on like one of them officially, and because where I live was often a stop when it was in this part of the county, I never paid that much attention to it really. And but I was down in that part of Coshocton County just in the middle of the week to round up some apples, extra apples for my cider, and. It was nice down in there. It really was to go down down in through Wills Creek and down into Muskingum County that way, which a person, you know, I've probably done once in my life, if that, really.
Well, I am a big fan of the fall foliage tour. I have done it just about every year since back as far as I can remember. It was something that was a tradition with my daughters when they lived at home. My oldest daughter lives out of state right now, but my youngest daughter, she and I still, she's a grown adult now with an infant child, but we still go out every year on the fall foliage tour. It's a family tradition. But beyond that, every year, every tour that I've been on, without exception, there are roads and places that I visit that I've never been on before, never seen before, oftentimes things that I had never heard of before. This year was no exception. They had 9 stops. They had 2 drive-bys. You're going to drive on some dirt roads and maybe get into a little mud. You want to go to the car wash afterwards. But aside from bonding with family and enjoying time with family, I always learn even more about the county and the region that I grew up in.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always been a great event. Anyway, I don't remember what I called about. Something, it went clear out of my head when I heard the discussion, and then, oh, sleeping on a bus, I was going to comment on that.
Oh, you're going to tackle that. You're going to indulge me, huh?
Well, I think what always keeps me usually from falling asleep on a bus with multiple stops or on a train with multiple stops is that I'll miss my stop, you know, and I'll get to the end of the line and somebody will rouse me up and I have to get out of the platform and catch the next train back. I'm talking about when you're in places like New York or Chicago or
yeah.
something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Not as opposed to a Greyhound bus across the country.
Yeah, I mean, if you know you're going to the end of the line, you know somebody's going to get you up, and that's where you need to be. But that's something that always kind of preys on my mind, that kind of keeps me from trying to fall asleep or anything like that.
I just can't do it. I can't do it. I don't like to do it. Now, if you're on a 3-day trip across the country on a Greyhound bus, sooner or later fatigue is going to put you to sleep. But if I'm on a 4-hour flight or a 6-hour flight on an aircraft, I can't sleep. I've tried. You got the people next to you, sometimes a stranger right next to you. You can't get comfortable. I just can't do it on a bus or even if I'm a passenger in somebody's car. If I'm going to sleep, I need to be in bed, and I need quiet. I need nobody else around me.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And on a plane, yeah, I mean, I can doze usually, but that's pretty difficult too. And if you really want a beverage or something, you've got to be awake for that. So
yeah,
that's one other thing, whatever little bit you get. But other than that, I don't have a lot to talk about. I mean, the same old issues that are present every day, very, very just concerned about. People have just kind of lost their ability to reason, and it's very concerning to me. Just makes me feel very, very negative. And I'm sorry, I've been negative a couple weeks in a row, but I ran into somebody that I knew in high school the other day that I've been around some in the last few months. And this is we got into a conversation, and the person is a conspiracy theorist. And I won't get vaccinated, and I, it just blows my mind. It really rattled me. I was really almost beside myself for several hours, thinking that this was a person that had actually taught health and PE in a school and had retired. So it doesn't make me very hopeful when supposedly educated people are turning to conspiracy theories. I mean, it makes you think that education is sometimes more training than education. and there's a big difference. So, I don't know. I just, I hold out hope, but I am, my hopefulness is tempered by looking around me and seeing people that just, that you thought were reasonable. And that's what I guess strikes me, is all of a sudden you realize that it's like, wait, this person has bought in on all kinds of strange, information, lies, whatever you want to call it, that just isn't supported by any kind of real facts. I mean, you can look up anything on the internet, and it's also very concerning to me that apparently to overcome being banned on Twitter, that a certain former president is going to try to open his own media company and stuff, and won't have the money to do it himself, because I don't think he still has that much ready cash, but we'll find people that will do it. And I just hope all these people that think they're better off with one party or the other in office for financial reasons, I just hope they don't get caught in the negative parts of that. So I guess that's about as far as I can go. It's just very scary when you've spent your life thinking, trying to think through both sides of a question, and you realize now that there are people that never even consider the other side of a question, and consider that they might be wrong. And I guess I've always thought, gosh, I could be wrong. I don't know. It depends, I guess, on a person's personality. So
you're debating with yourself out loud now.
I know. Well, I am, and I do, and I've done it all my life. And I think I would advocate for a person doing that some. I would advocate for a person doing that. If you can't debate with yourself, then I think you run the risk of making one-sided decisions that may benefit you. They may benefit you, but do they help you overall? Do they help other people? And I think the idea that there's other people in the world has kind of gone out the window. You know, the idea of you're free to do whatever you want, you've got to take into consideration other people. I just haven't heard that discussed much. And in fact, people's views of everything from religion to politics to everything, it depends on how you think about your fellow man, I think. And if your concept is that your freedom comes first before anyone else's, or what passes for freedom, I'm making little air quotes with my fingers, what passes for freedom, then I think you might be on the wrong track if that's your primary objective, you know. And it makes me wonder where people have gotten these ideas, because I wasn't taught them in school, even though I know many of my teachers that taught civics type material were at least as conservative as any of the rest of us, that you know, they've bought into something that's masquerading as a kind of democracy. So I'm gonna hush up, because I don't know if any listeners care to hear me bloviate, but that I'll leave it at that. But yeah, I'm glad to see fall come. I'll get back to a happy topic. I'm glad to see fall come. It's a lot of work, but it's don't you love fall?
I do love fall. We've had a beautiful day yesterday, might be kind of dreary today. All in all, fall, we haven't had peak colors yet, but the bit of fall that we have had has been, most of it has been very, very nice. We've had some nice fall days, although it would not surprise me that one day we wake up and there's it's 25 degrees out and 6 inches of snow on the ground. But so far so good with fall. It was a beautiful fall foliage tour last weekend. It was nice the weekend before. It was a beautiful day yesterday, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I will too. I'm just hoping I have enough time to get all the stuff battened down before that 25 degree day you're talking about. Got a couple more little projects to do, and you can do them when it's 60, high of 60 and stuff like that, but I guess it's going to be rainy the next couple of days, so now I'm into the next week before I can do a lot of outdoor work. So we'll have to kind of take what comes, I guess. So, well, that's my 2 cents for today.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. 10:44 is the time. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you need a new or newer vehicle? Hi, I'm Jeff Drennan, and we are here to help in both sales and service. At my dealerships in Coshocton and Zanesville, we work hard to get you the best car deal possible, including during the current conditions in the car industry. Or if you want to sell your vehicle and it has under 100,000 miles, just stop in and see us and let us make you an offer. Stop in today at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Coshocton, Jeff Drennan Ford, or Jeff Drennan's GM Superstore in Zanesville. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This is Coshocton County Commissioner Rick Conkle. We need to stop the revolving door of our justice system in Coshocton County. Too many inmates are punished, leave the jail, and come back to jail. A new justice center would allow us to harshly punish offenders while also providing them with the tools necessary to get back on the right side of the law through education, treatment, and religious services. By doing this, we will be making the streets of our county safer for all of us to travel. Please vote yes for the Coshocton County Justice Center sales tax levy, paid for by Coshocton County Justice Center Committee Todd Brown Treasure.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Zach Heinz from Kenton High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I just love that, like the competitiveness and the adrenaline of being out there. I guess I've always grown up playing football. It's something that I've grown into love doing.
Zach is involved in many activities outside of football, including National Honor Society, Trap Shooting Club, FFA, and Sportsmanship Committee. And he takes those same diverse skills to work with him on the farm.
Kind of find myself doing a little bit of everything. I run equipment and help fix things and do things like that.
The senior has big plans in the future, like going to college, continuing to play football, and at some point he'll be back to help work on the family farm.
It means quite a bit. I've grown up on a farm for my whole life, and I've always been around. It's just really everything that my family knows.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Otsego Carryout has these new items: Yoder's Monster and Molasses Cookies, Walnut Creek Dinner Rolls, Pumpkin, Lemon, Chocolate, and Carrot Cake Rolls, sold by the cake or piece, Habanero Cheese, Rocky Road Fudge, Pasta Salad, Potato Salad, and the Original Chicken Salad is back. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Looking for a job? Papa John's Pizza is now hiring drivers. Apply at www.pleaseapplyonline/pjz.com.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanaman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
Your home is the one place where everything should be perfect, including your air. Best Heating and Air helps you achieve the perfect air you deserve with reliable, groundbreaking, award-winning Lennox products. Call Best Heating and Air to hear more about how they can help you feel healthier and happier in your home. It doesn't get any more perfect than that. Call them today at 740-545-9400 or visit them online at bestheatingandac.com. License number 30482.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Do you enjoy sports betting or fantasy sports? If so, know that gambling's not a way to earn your income. BeforeYouBet.org helps keep gambling fun and assesses your risk for problem gambling. Be the fan with a plan this season and take our quiz at BeforeYouBet.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state. The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Are you a contact lens wearer? If so, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis have many different options to meet your eye care needs. For a healthy and safe choice, they recommend the new one-day disposables. Or, if you are over 40 years of age, they have a selection of bifocal contact lenses. Call Irwin Family Eye Care at 622-2270 to make an appointment today.
Showers today, slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, chance of rain 90%. For tonight, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening, then a mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 62 degrees. Phone lines are open. We have open phone lines for another 10 minutes if there's something that you would like to chat about this morning. If you do want to talk about the state of politics, not even that really, last caller, just the state of information technology, I guess, and what people believe, what people dismiss. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open, and they will be up until 11 o'clock this morning. We can talk about sports. The Browns played tonight, so very rare that the Browns, there's just one Thursday night game each week, and this week it is the Browns and the Broncos. But the Browns are going to limp into this game tonight, probably limp out of it as well, with Baker Mayfield. We learned yesterday. Will sit the game. Case Keenum will get the start over the Browns. Hasn't played much for the Browns. Has had some starts, played some games throughout his career. A decent backup quarterback. Let's hope that he surprises us. But we've got Nick Chubb. That will be out for the second straight week. And Kareem Hunt on injured reserve. Going into last week, they were the top running back tandem in the NFL, and neither of them will start. D'Ernest Johnson will start at running back for the Browns tonight. So it will be Case Keenum at quarterback and D'Ernest Johnson running the ball for the Browns, and we'll hope for the best. Hope that the offensive line can get the job done for those second string players. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and maybe talk about it some more tomorrow morning. 10:53 is the time. The Buckeyes, they are on the road. They had a week off last week. They are on the road Saturday at Indiana. It is a night game. We join the network at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30. But here locally, it is rivalry week in high school football. Week 10, and certainly here in and around Coshocton County, but really all around the state. Big games all over the place. An exciting weekend of high school football. And Garraway is at Ridgewood, both teams 9-0, and they will kick it off at 7 o'clock Friday night. Pregame is 6:30, and you can catch all the action here on FM 99.3 and over on 102.7. The Coshocton Redskins have gained some momentum, and lots of it. They got off to a rough start this year, starting off 0 and three. And last week they had a big win against West Muskingum, which was 6-2 coming into that game. So the Redskins hope to take that momentum to Don Rushing Stadium tomorrow night as they take on the Riverview Black Bears. And the Black Bears, they have had a tough season of their own. They are 2-5, but in those five losses, they have been competitive. And they haven't played their last two games because of COVID, and things are looking like we're it's a go tomorrow. So the Riverview Black Bears and the Coshocton Redskins go at it. And, you know, coaches don't need to provide any extra motivation for that game. So both those games on FM 99.3 and FM 102.7 tomorrow. You can listen online at mywtnsradio.com. You can watch on the WTNS Facebook or YouTube pages. And again, if you have the right hardware, a Fire Stick or something else, you can watch them on your big screen TV. And airtime's again tomorrow night at 6:30. Kickoff is 7:00. High school football is brought to you locally in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Liddy Scrapyard, Fisher Funeral Home, Whitt's Frozen Custard, and the John Ionello Agency.
There was a tree in the middle of a yard, the prettiest tree that you ever did see. And the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and on that tree there were some holes, the ugliest holes that you ever did see. And the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and in that hole there was some frass, sawdusty frass that you ever did see. And the frass in the holes, and the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around.
Now there's no more tree in the middle of that yard, it's the deadest tree that you ever did see. Because the beetle killed the tree, and the tree hit the ground, and the ALB still goes all around, and the ALB goes around.
Spot the signs and stop the Asian longhorned beetle. Learn all the signs at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Last week, WTNS carried the annual Meet the Candidates event, and now your feedback could potentially affect how we do it in the future. There's been discussion of expanding Meet the Candidates to include a debate-style forum for races with more than one candidate. Do you think you would enjoy that more than the traditional town hall style? That's how we've normally done it. But we could try something new, should we? That's the question of the week. Let us know at mywtnsradio.com under the question of the week tab.
That's going to wrap up today's Communication Lines program. And thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And, of course, thanks to Neil Darien from Chi Lai Crossroads Bible Church for joining us, talking about a variety of topics and events coming up, not the least of which is the Fall Fest this Sunday, October the 24th, beginning at 10:30 a.m. It's free, but they ask you to register at www.chilicrossroads.org/fallfest.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair. Minor dents and dings? No problem. Major collision repair? No problem. All repairs are handled by their ASE Blue and iCar Gold certified technicians. They accept insurance claims and offer rentals too. Rick's Auto Sales and Repair is located on South 2nd Street or call them at 740-622-3471.
Showers today. We do have a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 90%. For tomorrow, or for tonight rather, mainly clear with showers likely in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, chance of rain 70%. Cloudy tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Saturday, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. And Sunday, partly cloudy, chance of showers, highs around 60. It's currently 63 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 until 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.